Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Hope you guys had a great holiday weekend, a long 3-day weekend, which I feel like is so nice. I feel like it was good. All I did was Pilates and like deep clean my house. I'm working on cleaning my front room out just so we can get furniture in, because we ordered a lot of furniture for Memorial Day because there's a ton of sales. I feel like everyone has major sales. It's either like Memorial Day, Labor Day, and Black Friday. Mm-hmm. Those are like the big ones. I always forget
too.
So I'm like, it's like if we don't do it now, then we'll have to wait till Labor Day for good sales again. So just pulled the trigger and I'm really excited. True. But that is pretty much, I feel like I don't like a lot of crowds on holiday weekends. So I try to avoid a lot of public places like the beach and stuff, just because I can go during the week if I wanted to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to.
Yeah, I feel like be Alyssa in the crowds. And I, we like always forget about the holidays because it's just our schedule. Like, when you are a full-time content creator, like, it's not like you have a day off.
Or just self-employed, so like, in general, and you make your own schedule.
Yeah, self-employed. I feel like
holidays are so different.
Yeah, I forget about them until Josh is like, oh, I have this day off. Like, I have Monday off from work. And I'm like, oh, forgot about that. But yeah, can confirm there were a lot of crowds. We went to a Padres game on Sunday and it was very crowded.
Fun. I just stay home and hide. But it was nice because Pilates was not as full, because I feel like everyone's out of town or like doing stuff or just not at Pilates. So I'm like, oh, this is kind of nice. But yeah, I feel like that's pretty much my weekend. Nothing crazy. Just truly trying to declutter and organize my life. And I feel like once I can get this final room done, then I feel like I can just show my house more. I don't know. I don't like messes, and unfortunately, there's just so many messes right now. So I'm really trying to get it to a place where I want it to be. So that's what I've been up to. But yeah, I feel like updates for you guys. We had our first South of France group Zoom call, and I feel like it went so well. I'm so excited. All the girls are so amazing.
So sweet. And so cute.
Yeah, we just chatted. We got to know each other, just like where everyone's from, what they're most looking forward to on the trip, their signs, you know, just all the things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's such a good group and the girls are so excited and we're so excited and it's just going to be so much fun. So
yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I feel like I can already tell all the girls are going to get along so well, and I just see it. I just know they're giving.
I feel like you get a feeling, and you yeah.
Like it's similar from groups past, and all those girls are still in touch and friends, and I just can't wait to like have this trip with a new group of girls, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, the call, I think I'm even just more excited after the call, and we still have more calls leading up to the trip, but I feel like the first call is always the most exciting because everyone just gets to meet. So that was really fun, and I'm already saving inspo, saving outfits, planning outfits for this trip. Mm-hmm. We don't want to like bombard you guys too much with the trip info, so sometimes we mention it, sometimes we don't, but I think we have 4 or 5 spots left, not that many. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested, don't hesitate to sign up. I feel like those spots are going to fill up like right at the last second. So yeah, if you are considering it, don't wait and miss the chance, because it's really going to be so fun. And I feel like right now so many girls are just traveling to Europe in general. So many people are actually in Paris right now. And then a couple people are in the South of France it was the Cannes Film Festival. Mm-hmm. And F1, I think, was happening too. I don't know if it was maybe Monaco. I don't know the exact location. I think Monaco. But so I feel like a lot of people have been there. And so I'm saving all the inspo, all the outfit inspo, location inspo, and just getting so excited. So
same.
Yeah, join us in the south of France this September. It's going to be so fun. Just like girls trip, content, food, walking around, shopping, all the fun things. So excited. Yeah, do you have any other updates? I'm trying to think. I think that's pretty much it, honestly.
Yeah. I don't have any updates.
Okay, what is your influence this week?
Okay, I feel like I can't stop buying yellow things, and I keep saving yellow things. I can't tell if it's like a huge trend or if it's literally my explore page is so on point. Like, I can't tell if it's just like the algorithm algorithming, but I think right. I think it is like a huge trend right now.
Yeah,
just because it is like summer, and I feel like it's giving European summer, and it's just reminds me of Italy, and I don't know, I'm seeing yellow everywhere. So I currently have a live bid on StockX for like a yellow pair of Sambas. Cute. So we'll see. It says I'm below like the recommended bid, but I was just like, let's see what That's happens. Okay. I've never like bidded. Yeah. Do you bid on things?
Sometimes I'll see if they bite, like just like, cause sometimes okay, what yeah. if someone but just wants I'm to
like,
sell okay, it?
It's been a day. Like,
oh, usually I give it a day it. And if there's no like movement, then I usually end up buying it. But I like to just bid to see if like, maybe they're just trying to get rid of it. And like,
I know that's what I was hoping close for. Enough,
but then sometimes they're not. So
yeah. So
and then trying I'm like, to buy never a pair mind, of those. I want it.
Yes. I just bought like a yellow bag, just trying to get more like little pops of yellow into my wardrobe. I think it is so fun and summery, and that's definitely what I'm being drawn to and saving a lot of right now. So yeah, cute. Yellow is my influence of the week. What about you?
My influence of the week this week is those gold Etika, I think that's how you say the brand, yes, Etika bangles. So cute. Like, I feel like they just truly elevate an outfit. It could be any outfit. Like, I wore that. I honestly, I'm like wearing them nonstop, regardless if you can see them or not. Like, if I'm wearing a blazer and you can't see them, but it's like, you never know when they will show. And I just feel like I have the gold set and I have the silver set now. And I think they're just so fun to mix and match, or just, I feel like they just elevate your outfit so effortlessly, whether it's like a vacay, you know, swimsuit outfit, or it's like a chic spring outfit. Like, they literally go with everything, truly.
Yeah, and they're super comfy. The only thing for me is they literally slip off my hands so easy. Like, I feel like they're like huge off? On me. Yeah.
Really?
Like, if I'm putting my hand down, they come up to like here.
Interesting.
Like half my hand. So like,
that's funny because I feel like they get stuck like up my arm. So if I'm moving around and we're taking photos and my arm goes up, then like they go up and then I put my arm down and they don't go back down. So I have to constantly like push them down.
Yeah, it's interesting. But I feel like they are really comfy. And I will say, I love that they don't make that annoying freaking bangle jingling sound. Like, they're honestly, really it's point. A good sound, because I have some from Zara and they're so, it sounds like a cat, like it's just like jingling and like they're so loud. So I love those ones honestly, because they don't make sound
point. And I feel like they're also super super affordable. I think it's I don't know how much one is, but I know it's $50 for a set of three, which I feel like is pretty super good. So love those. And I am wearing them nonstop. Whenever I have a trip, I make sure I pack them. Whenever I'm styling an outfit, I'm just wearing them. So I felt like that was very fitting for influence of the week, because truly I've just like been obsessed since I got them. I feel like you've had them for over a year at this point. I'm finally getting them, but yeah, I'm obsessed.
Love that.
So love them so much. But for this week's episode, we wanted to talk about how to increase your confidence as a content creator, because I feel like we can all use a little of that, and just share some tips and things that we've done or that we do to have gotten where we are, and how to just kind of boost your confidence. I feel like it's definitely something you have to practice, for most people at least. I feel like some people are just like naturally confident, or at least they come off that way. Whereas I feel like for most people, it's definitely not as easy as it looks or is. So just putting that out there to know that if you are not a confident queen, like right off the bat, like I feel like that's the normal.
Yeah.
That's more normal than
it totally takes practice and time, but I feel like confidence is so important, like to learn for yourself too, because I just feel like you can tell so much. Like you can tell in a video, you can tell in a photo if someone is feeling themselves, that they're confident. And I feel like that really attracts people, because it's like, I don't know. I feel like you want to follow someone who knows, who it comes across like they know what they're doing. They know what they want. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's something I'm really drawn to. But I also feel like it creates better content in general. So yeah, I feel like this is a really good topic.
I feel like too, confidence, not just in content creation, but also just your everyday life, truly just improves it. And I feel like it's one of those things where it's like you act like it's going to happen so that it does happen. Like, you know, when you're writing down manifestations, you're supposed to write them as if they've already happened. So I feel like with confidence, it's very similar to acting as if something has already happened or is happening to you, and like having that mindset. But then there's also kind of the flip side, where I feel like sometimes people think that like confident, I feel like people like mix confidence with, what's the word? Like, arrogant. Yeah.
Okay.
Like more of a negative tone. But I feel like the people who are genuinely confident don't really care if people think, you know, they're arrogant, because they know they're just confident in themselves. And I feel like when you get to that point, you just don't care, because you're just doing you and you're confident in what you do, and it doesn't really matter what other people think. And I feel like that's kind of where I personally strive to be, is like not care what other people think, because obviously at the end of the day, they're not paying your bills, you're paying your bills. So who cares what you're doing? And if you look confident, then that makes it even better. So we're going to share some tips on how to be confident and how we have kind of gotten there, because like we did not start out confident for sure. Like at the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like
funny.
I remember taking photos. I never looked at the camera. Like, I think if I scroll back and look at all my old photos, I was always looking down or to the side, but not as a vibe or as a pose, but because truly I was not confident to look at the camera. I remember that so vividly.
I like remember I could not for the life of me like get that effortless like not smiling vibe. Like, oh my god, I remember I tried so hard to get the not smiling like casual candid vibe, and it was so hard and so awkward for so many years, like truly. And now it's not even a thought in my head. I'm like, did my facial, I genuinely always think about this, like, did like the muscles in my face change, or like is that just the product of practice and confidence? Like obviously it must be, because I'm like, I don't know how I couldn't do that before, like relax my face. And like I think it is that, because it's like I feel like I can relax and be myself and like, you know, make it work, when it just was not before. So
I feel like that is perfect for, I feel like our first point is that practice is probably the most important thing you can do. I feel like at the very beginning, obviously when you start, and also back in the day when there was barely any inspo and not very many people were doing it, like poses were so hard. And shooting in public was so scary. Oh my gosh, if I felt like people were looking, I would walk away. Like I'd be like, nope, people are watching me. Like I can't do this. So I feel like practicing is so huge when it comes to confidence, whether that's just practicing in the mirror, which I feel like we've all done. At least I've done it.
I feel like I still do it. Like not with too. Like faces, but with like poses or like how I want a certain angle to look in a specific outfit. Like if I want something to show, like I'm still doing that.
Yeah.
I think it's good to do that. It's like kind of over preparing you, and I feel like also over preparing will in turn make you feel more confident because, like, you know what to expect. So practicing is super important beforehand.
Yeah. So whether it's like a mirror or in front of your camera or tripod in your room, I feel like even just practicing recording yourself posing or like pretending you're taking photos so you can kind of see how you're moving in front of the camera, because obviously when you're shooting content, you can't really see the photos until you go look back at the camera. Mm-hmm. So practicing that way, you know, like what angles you like or how to tell someone who's shooting content with you what kind of angle, whether you like a straight on angle better or if you like a little bit of like a tilted up angle. I feel like you kind of learn those things by testing it out yourself at home and seeing what works best for you, because I feel like everybody's different in their preferences and like how they want to look on camera. So like I know girls who, when I shoot with them, they're like straight on, like I want the camera straight on to me, like no tilt, nothing. Whereas like personally, I like a slight tilt. So again, I feel like you learn that practicing and like what your preference is. So
yeah, definitely do that. Also with practicing, I feel like if you are nervous to like make videos or like talk to the camera, I feel like make them on your own time. You don't have to post them. I used to literally do this I used to do this like in middle school, never post them. I wanted to be a beauty guru so bad. Like I would record on my iPod Touch on my camera, like on the little front camera of the iPod Touch. And I would be reviewing the Maybelline Fit Me Dream Blushes. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like it was
yes.
Like, okay, I would literally pretend I was reviewing them and my sister and her friend found the video, and then I was so embarrassed that I never did that again. But you know what? I still practiced and it paid off.
Love that.
Yeah. So
yeah. I feel like too is to do. When you're nervous and you're speaking in front of a camera, and I feel like sometimes on this podcast I say like too much, or maybe you have pauses or you say mm-hmm. but you don't really know. So if you record yourself practicing and then you watch it back, you can kind of see like, oh, I said like so many times, I need to work on not saying that. And then as you practice, then it just becomes more natural to not like look nervous, or you're just more confident. Like, you know, you can show up, you know, you can talk, and you know, it's how it's going to sound. So I feel like that also can help boost confidence, yeah. especially when you're just starting out. So it's truly, I feel like everyone starts there and feels insecure or silly or just judges themselves. And again, we're like, we're our own worst critics and we judge mm-hmm. ourselves the most, because a lot of the time people literally don't care and they're not even paying attention to you. They're paying attention to themselves. So I feel like just remember that. And
yeah,
also you can just practice with people who are close to you, who you know won't judge you, and get honest opinions.
Yeah, like a boyfriend or a sister or even your mom. Like your mom won't judge you, hopefully. I feel like I did this a lot, and I feel like Josh, I feel like I got really lucky with that just because he knew I was super passionate about it. And sometimes I would get really embarrassed, but he was like, no, like it's fine. Like let's just take the photo. Like no one's looking at you. And so like that was really, really helpful starting out. So if you have someone like that in your life where they are really supportive and you know, you don't feel judgment from them, like that's super important to have starting out too.
Yeah. I feel like, again, truly practicing and just putting yourself out there. It's a lot harder than it sounds. But the more you do it, the more you practice, the more confident you're going to feel. And I feel like that's how we started literally in 2018. And here we are, 2024, giving zero Fs. And
Yeah.
I
love that one sound so much. It's from Euphoria. It's like when Sydney Sweeney is talking to Maddie. Well, Cassie is talking to Maddie and she's like, I feel dumb. And then she's
She's
like, I think she said like dumb or stupid. I don't know. She's like, I feel stupid. And then Maddie's like, everyone feels stupid. And then everyone feels stupid. And then I woke up and I chose not to feel it or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm butchering it, but I feel like everyone has heard the sound and I love that sound so much. I like think about it a lot and it's so true. Like, you are the one making you feel stupid. No one actually is thinking that, slash it doesn't matter. Like, you could wake up one day and just feel like, I'm not going to feel stupid anymore. And then, I don't know, fake it till you make it, truly.
And also, I feel like, too, as this industry has grown so much and this career path has become a lot more of a common thing nowadays, at least in major cities. So I know definitely like San Diego, LA, New York, Miami. I know we've talked to some girls who kind of live in the Midwest or not near a major city where it's still kind of looked down upon. But I do feel like the industry is still progressing and seeing growth in like other cities like Nashville and Chicago and Austin and Dallas. So I feel like it is becoming more of a norm. And at the end of the day, I feel like your mindset just truly has to be like, who cares? Like, you really just have to, like, who cares what other people think, honestly? If this makes you so happy and you're passionate about it, who cares? Because it's your life. You got to do what you want to do. So the next thing to do to help your confidence is reach out to other creators. I feel like having a good supportive network around you will truly make a difference.
Yeah, people who are also in it and experiencing it every day. I feel like it's really easy to feel alone. So reaching out to other people who are doing the same thing is so important. Like, I didn't realize how important that was until I started doing it. And then from there, I feel like growth and just actually feeling a part of the industry just like took off. Mm-hmm. So it is really important to be fully immersed in the industry and like reaching out to other creators and talking to other people, especially people who are kind of similar to where you are in the industry. Like, you don't have to be like exact followings, but it's just kind of like you understand each other more and like where you're at. And it's like you maybe have similar struggles or experiencing the same like successes or figuring out what's working for you guys. So I feel like that's really, really helpful.
I remember before management agencies were a thing, or you literally had to have like 500K followers to be signed with an agency. I remember just talking to creators was so important, especially with campaigns or rates and brands. I feel like it was, everything was just so in the dark, and having that network and being able to ask your friends like, hey,
yes,
you know, does this brand pay well? Did this brand pay your rate? And then that way they can be like, no, they were lower budget, or like, yes, they paid my rate, or oh, they actually offered higher. Then you could kind of get a gauge on the brand. Whereas like, if you didn't have someone to talk to or have those conversations with, then again, you're kind of just alone in the dark. And I feel like it, and like, I feel like it just helps so much networking and also building that community. Cause then you can engage with each other on socials, like meet up with each other, go to events together. Like, I feel like it just grows into this whole thing without you even expecting it. And it plays such a big role. So yeah, definitely finding others who are similar to you and just connecting honestly face to face, even like going on coffee dates, going on beach walks, like whatever, just having friends in the industry, I do think is very, very key
to your confidence. Because you can start going to things more. Maybe you'll feel more confident at events or with what you're doing or with your videos or even just taking your photos, because it's like, okay, I'll take your photo, then you take my photo, and then it's like you can see how they're doing and then you how you're doing. And I don't know, I just feel like you can feed off of each other in that way. So yeah, don't be afraid to slide into someone's DMs. You can meet girls at local events if you have any events near you, or drive somewhere where there are events. But I think this is super important.
And we do have a podcast. This is one of my favorite podcasts on going to events alone. So if you're just starting out and you're trying to build your network and you're trying to reach out and meet people, definitely listen to that episode, because I feel like that's what helps you get to the event. And then once you're there, then you can make friends and network and start building your community. So make sure to listen to that one if you haven't, because that one is honestly one of my all-time favorites. And I feel like we got such a good response from that one too.
Yeah.
Like, so many people reached out to us and you know, shared their experiences or how it helped them. So we love that so much. So yeah, I think reaching out to other creators, it's truly how you make friends in the industry. And I feel like it's kind of like when you're self-employed, you literally work alone. If Andrew's out of town and I don't leave my house, like I could go days without speaking to another human. You know what I mean? And like, that's kind of weird if you think about it. So it's nice to have, you know, network, community, friends to do things with, like people to talk to about everything. So I feel like that's just a good part of it, but also will help your confidence with growth and just showing up and in your content too, especially if you're shooting with someone you know, they know you, you guys know each other's angles, then it becomes really easy. And then you can really batch content well if that's what you're doing. So,
yeah.
The next thing is, this one's probably the hardest maybe, but exposure therapy. So basically just putting yourself out there. And I feel like the more you do something, the easier it gets and the better you get at it and the more you learn. Basically.
Yeah.
Like that's, you just gotta like, you know, like, you know how like birds like kick their babies out of the nest? Like you just like kick yourself.
You have to get used to getting no's and getting rejection, because I honestly think that's, and you've talked about this in your sales job, like that was a part of your sales job, getting no's and rejected, experiencing rejection. I feel like that's literally a life skill that everyone needs to experience, honestly.
Yeah.
So that's what this is.
I remember the first time I reached out to a PR company, I was going in blind, no idea, like knew about a PR company, reached out to them to see, I think it was like visit their showroom or something. And they like responded back. They're like, oh my gosh, thanks so much for reaching out. We'd love to have you in. When's a like a good time for you? Whatever. And I literally, because I had no idea and this industry was so new and no one talked about these things, I literally asked them if they had a budget for me to come in, like as if they were going to pay me to visit their showroom. And honestly, ignorance is bliss. No idea.
Ignorance is bliss.
They absolutely ghosted me for sure. And then I ended up talking to someone and she was like, oh yeah, usually PR companies don't have budgets, you just kind of go and get gifting, etc. And I was like, oh, I was like, oh, okay, like had no idea, thanks for letting me know. And then I ended up reaching back out to that PR company and I was like, I don't JK. Remember what my comeback was, but yeah, it was like, oh, like actually I think I literally did the whole thing where I was like, oh, actually I had like a space pop up in my calendar where I'm free.
Love that. They
and I was like, would love to come in on this day. And then she was like, okay, great, like you're confirmed, here's the address, can't wait to meet you or see you or something. And I was like, okay. And it wasn't like, that bad, like it was fine.
Honestly, if you guys like haven't heard this kind of stuff from other people, I'm just glad you have this podcast, because truly there was nothing like
nothing
out there. It's really crazy to think about it now because everyone is so transparent and it's just funny. But yeah, we were in the dark. So that was a good learning experience for you. I feel like, yeah, like reaching out for things like collaborations, for budget, for gifting, just do it. If you get a no, just know that like it doesn't even faze us anymore. Like truly that is a part of this job, is getting no's. It would be insane if you were only receiving yeses. Like that's not a thing at all. So just know that, prep yourself, do some exposure therapy, pitch yourself to brands, get those no's, and you will build thick skin. I promise you.
And again, I feel like this goes with the first thing, which was practicing. Say you get an email from a brand that you don't, I'm so sorry, but like, I think there's a helicopter flying outside my house, like speaking over the speakers. Okay, that was so weird. I wish I knew what they were saying.
Oh, interesting.
What was I saying? Okay, practice. Oh, when you get an email from brands, if it's a brand that you're kind of met about or like you're not super interested, mm-hmm. don't just like ghost them, basically. Use that as an opportunity to practice and like practice asking for budget, asking for whatever. And I feel like they're probably going to say no anyway. So you might as well just practice getting the wording, practice sending it and like getting the confidence with that. And I feel like that's such a good way to get the practice without, you know, quote unquote, ruining the opportunity with the dream brand. Like before
yeah.
you're like not feeling super ready to like go for the big one yet. Like that little brand that emailed you that probably doesn't have budget, be like, thank you so much for reaching out. I really appreciate it. You know, your brand really aligns with my aesthetic, or, you know, we have similar audiences or whatever you want to say. And they'd be like, do you have budget for this campaign? Happy to send over my rates, or just send your rates to practice. Or if they ask you for your rates, send your rates at like a strong, confident number. Cause yeah. first of all, you never know what they're going to say. They might say yes.
Then I feel like I've done that before and they have said yes. And I'm like,
yeah. Oh. And then like, boom, you got that. And you're like, okay, great. And like, you feel good about that number. Cause you're like, I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, but yeah, just putting yourself out, like out there like that and practicing with these emails that are kind of eh and like iffy, like you don't really know the vibe, using those as opportunities. And then that way, when your dream opportunity comes in or a brand you really, really love, then you're going to feel good to go mm-hmm. because you've been practicing. And I feel like that is something I did early on, was like truly asking every single brand if they had budget and then sending crazy numbers. And most of the time it didn't work, but I felt like I built up confidence, which makes it worth it. And then, yeah, here we are.
Right.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like that's like a secret tip that a lot of people don't know to do, especially if you're starting out. But yeah, mm-hmm. again, like Danielle said, getting no's is honestly half the job, truly. Like you just have to get used to it. You have to get comfortable with it. You have to be okay with it. And you have to know it's not personal, it's business. And I feel like once you can switch into that mindset, then like things get so much easier. You feel so much more confident. And I feel like it'll show, especially in your emails. Like I remember writing emails that were so
long. Mine like, were so
meek,
long.
Mine were like meek and timid. Like, oh, like.
No worries.
I would love to work with you if you have any upcoming opportunities, whatever. Like very just like not direct or to the point or like have a vision or plan, but just like, yeah, like would love to work together. But like wouldn't say when or how or have an idea. But now or before management, you know, I'd be like, you know, here's my campaign idea. I would love to feature this. Like, do you have budget for this upcoming month? Like, remember when we had that epiphany in our heads and we were like, when asking for the next campaign, like not to just ask like, oh, yes. would love to be considered for the next campaign. We like had this epiphany and we were like, oh, I'd love to be considered for the next campaign next month or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like next month for upcoming summer campaigns, and then telling them how you could work with them pretty much. Like work yeah. yourself in because they will just find someone else.
Yeah, and I feel like sure. it's also kind of like a timing game too. So it's like, oh, they'll be like, oh, we're not casting for campaigns quite yet. And then don't be afraid to follow up. Like have the confidence to follow up in like 3 days, 5 days, a week, whatever it is that they say, like, oh, we'll be, you know, casting creators next week. Be like, okay, great. And then actually follow up next week. Don't sit and wait for them to be like, oh, hey, we have a campaign for you. Because I feel like that's not going to happen because mm-hmm. so many creators are now reaching out being like, hi, work with me kind of thing. So definitely putting yourself out there. And I feel like you'll get mm-hmm. better at this the more you do the exposure therapy and you get more confident in doing it in general.
Yeah. Like I feel like everyone always feels like they're nervous to be too pushy or to be too much or like burn a bridge by asking for too much. Like you're not. And if you aren't doing that, someone else is. So just keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Someone else is if you are not. And you deserve it. So Just practice. Yes.
All such good mantras to remember and to think about.
Yes.
And when building confidence. Okay, next one is to stop comparing yourself. And this one is definitely hard, but good news is everyone does it, so you're not alone. And mm-hmm. I feel like it's not going to help your confidence. If anything, it's going to lower your confidence. It's going to set you back. I don't know. Like, I feel like we can sometimes just not even be aware that we're doing it. And it doesn't do us any good ever.
No,
like, when has it ever been good?
Never. And like doom scrolling or just, you know, those girlies that you will just stalk until the ends of the earth because you're just like, how are they here? How do I not look like this? Like, that is
no,
truly,
literally, like,
you're
wasting
your time.
How are they real? How do they look like that? How are they at this location doing this thing? Like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, like, you're wasting your time doing that, first of all, just by doom scrolling, but also it's just putting yourself down and you're literally like taking away that confidence. Like, you're just like, oh my God, this cannot happen to me. Like, you just gotta stop in your tracks, like, unfollow people that make you feel that way if that's what you have to do to just stop comparing yourself, because you need to put your blinders on. And I feel like we talk about this a lot, like, when we are shooting, when we're doing things, like, we just have, well, mainly we say this when we're shooting, but I feel like it's actually seeped into all aspects, putting your blinders on and just like, you need to focus on your own lane. Mm-hmm. Like, just have that in your head.
And it's like, okay, you're putting so much into yourself and building up your confidence. Like, you don't want to tear yourself down because you're putting in so much effort and doing so much work and making so much progress. And obviously we all have our bad days, we have our off days, and like, that's okay, but just don't dwell in that place and don't stay in that place. Like, keep moving, keep doing your thing, like Danielle said, blinders on, and like, truly just focusing on yourself, what's best for you. Use that block button, that unfollow button, the mute button, they're all so great. And I feel like truly just curate what makes you happy. And I feel like we've really gotten to a point where our explore feeds are truly so unique to our interests and what we like to see. And I feel like for me, I am truly, when I scroll, like, I'm in the mindset of just like finding inspo. It makes me happy. I love mm-hmm. seeing aesthetic, pretty images. And I feel like if someone posts something and you're like, ugh, like, why did she get that campaign and I didn't? I feel like that's a thought that truly everyone has. But I feel like it's important to flip the mindset and be like, wow, okay, if she got the campaign, that means I can get that campaign. It's more of showing like that opportunity is out there instead of it not being there, if that makes sense. So that's what I personally try to focus on, is like, when I do see something like that, I save it, put it in my inspo folders, you know, for brands to potentially reach out to or brands that I want to work with. And then being like, okay, if she did it, like, that means I could do it too. And like you'll get there. So again, comparing yourself is, I feel like, honestly, it's a normal part of the process and we all go through it. We all do it, no matter how, like we've said this before, it doesn't matter if you have 10,000, once you hit that 10K mark, or like if you hit that 100K mark, or the 500 or a million, like, these things don't go away. They still literally happen to everyone, even if you don't see it, because obviously Instagram is a highlight reel. But just know, again, you're not alone and everyone deals with this. And I feel like when you put your blinders on, it helps confidence so much. But like, more than you even realize.
Yeah.
So. Absolutely. And then last thing on that is like, you never know the behind the scene of things. Like, you could be like, oh my gosh, like, that girl just grew 10K overnight and I have been stuck at my number for a month. Like, what the heck? Like, why does she get it? But it's like, again, you never know the BTS. Like, you never know what someone's insights are. You don't know what their rates are. You don't know what their demographics. It could have been a misfortunate situation where someone gained 10,000 bots and you don't want that. Right. They don't want that. And then they have to sit there and remove them. You know what I mean? So it's like, comparing yourself never is going to do anyone good, especially yourself. And again, you don't know the whole picture. You don't know what's going on in the background. And so it's like, you can't even compare yourself because you don't even know the whole story. So you're only hurting yourself. And we don't want that.
It's a highlight reel.
Yeah.
Social media is a highlight reel.
Yes. Don't forget that. Okay. Next thing is learning as much as you can about this industry. I feel like there are so many resources now versus when we started in 2018-ish. Truly, in 2018, the vibes were gatekeep. No one shared anything. Everyone gatekeeped everything. No one was helpful. No one wanted to share anything. It was very hush-hush. Like, people would be appalled if you asked them a question.
I know.
Like, it is so crazy.
Yeah, it was very hush-hush. There are so many resources now, truly, this podcast. If you're listening, you're already doing what you can to learn as much as you can about the industry. I feel like this podcast, our episodes go so far back. Like, I genuinely think we have touched on every like aspect of this industry. And I can say that with full confidence. Also, Alyssa has an ebook.
Oh yeah. I need to do more with it. Like, I need to post on the Instagram. I'm trying to make a hard copy of it.
Like too, a coffee table just, book, right?
Like a coffee. Yeah. Like coffee so table cute. Book vibes, but it's just, we've been so busy and like, we've had so much going on, and then I was sick, and then I had a bunch of family stuff going on. So that is on my to-do list.
And your wedding. Yeah. So yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. But
you do
right.
have that and your PDF, like it's a PDF, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah.
So
there's that. There are courses out there. Like, there's just so much in the industry, I feel like.
But also, real quick on that, be careful not to get scammed. Like,
honestly,
you do
true.
Not need to be paying $500 for stuff out there. Like, I feel like right now, I don't know if I just noticed this because it's my content or if other people notice this too. There's those digital faceless marketing accounts that are like,
I actually see you on it a lot.
I made 25K in 1 month. Buy this course to learn how, whatever. Like, those are absolutely fake. That is not true. If it was so easy, everyone would be doing it. And there's just so many of them now. And I'm like, sorry, but you and your 8 followers, like, there's no way. Like, that's just not realistic. So
I
just be careful.
Yeah. I also want to say on that as well, all of those, okay, not all, but like, there are a lot of accounts that are selling courses, and all of their reels are, this is how I made $10,000 this month, or like, this is how I gained 10,000 followers in 1 month. And it's literally because they are posting that content. Like, they're like, this is how you do this, this, and this. This is how I gained 10,000 followers. And it's like all based on just like how they gained it. But it's I don't know if I'm explaining this right, but like, their accounts showing you how to grow, but like, those are their hooks. And if that's not your content, what worked for them isn't going to work for you because you're not going to be posting reels. I grew $10,000 in 1 month. Like, that's because like, people are interested because people are like, wait, how? But like, that's the only content they're posting, if that makes sense. Like, they're all their
and
entire
the content
is
they're
based
posting
on how to grow
is literally not their content. Like, yeah. It's wild. So I'm about to hire like a copyright lawyer or one of those companies Seriously. That just scans the internet for your content and just like send out cease and desist letters. Like, I feel like my content is in a content bank somewhere, and like, if you're aware of any content banks that my content is in that someone is selling,
is that a real thing
for people to post?
Content
yes.
Bank?
Yes. Oh. So I little random tangent story, but this girl, like, anytime I see someone use my videos in one of those freaking faceless marketing things, I always comment and be like, hey, like, if you're going to use my content, please tag me. Thanks. And so one girl, I like clicked on the link in bio. I'm just like, I was so curious. And it was like, oh, sign up for all these courses. And they have like so many different options for courses ranging from like $10 to like $700. And it's like marketing courses, how to sell a product, how to set up your business, like just so many random things. And And then there's things called content banks that I literally bought one. It was $10. So I was like, this will be worth the research.
Yeah.
It was $10 for 800 videos in a Google Drive.
What?
And I didn't find any of my videos in that content bank, but I found one of our friend who has very similar content to mine with the street style. And I sent it to her and I said, hey, just so you know, I purchased this content bank and one of your videos is in it. Like, it is so wild to me that people are selling content that is not theirs. And like, truly, if I find the content bank that has my content in it, like, I will go so hard against that person because that is so crazy
to me
that people think that's okay. But it was 800 videos in a Google Drive of just random things, like aesthetic thing, like you know the videos in like Dubai, like the cars, the shopping, the girls, the jewelry, like those kind of aesthetic videos or just like coffee videos. So there weren't a ton of
people
and faces. So this is but
they're stock, like aesthetic stock images, yes, without permission. Yes. That's so interesting.
And then like you use those to make your videos that say how I made $10,000 in 5 days. And that's what they do.
That's the only content they post. Like, it's literally...
Yes, yeah, it's all the same. Yes, it is wild that this is a thing or it's happening. So just be aware. Another course that I took, I took the Nitsan Rader one, the Mind Your Business. Like, that was a really good one. So there are really good ones. I feel like make sure you just either read the reviews, see... If you can, make sure other creators have taken it, like ask them their thoughts on it.
Yeah, truly look at the profile and like, is this a creator that you want to be like? Do you look up to them? Do they have a really engaged community? Like, just make sure you're looking because whatever they're teaching is going to be based
profile. If it's a course that is like how to grow 10,000 followers in 10 days, but they have 300 followers, then you're kind of like, but why aren't you doing it then? Because if it works, so they're saying wouldn't it's for you their do clients. It? Right. But like, if it was so easy, then why don't you do it for yourself? Like, I don't know. It's just, it all is very weird to me and it really rubs me the wrong way. So just be careful out there and make sure you know what you're investing in and try to do as much research on it as possible. Read reviews, all of that. So, but yeah. I don't even know what we were talking about before this tangent /
rant. Oh, we were talking about learning as much as you can.
Oh, yes.
In the industry, because the more knowledge you gain on the industry and how it works is like, I feel like you're going to gain more confidence just by like knowing, okay, this is how people in my niche kind of grow. This is how I can get from here to here. Just little things just by listening to podcasts and honestly just by like observing and maybe looking at someone's profile in more of like an analytical sense more than a consumer. Simple things like that, like you do not need to take a course or anything like that, just kind of turning on more of an analytical brain and listening to podcasts. They're free.
And like, I feel like there is valuable information on platforms like Instagram and TikTok and everything. You just have to be careful not to get the spam, unfortunately, and the clickbait. Like, if it seems like it's too good to be true, it probably is. And so just be aware of that. But yes, educating yourself. And like, again, like back to that example of me asking for budget for a PR showroom visit. Like, now I know, and I will never do that again. And now I'm confident when I go to a PR showroom, you know what I mean? Like, it's just the learning experience that you have to put yourself through. Again, exposure therapy, and like, you live and you learn. And I feel like the world moves on, like things keep moving, you know? It's like, if you make a mistake or you do something embarrassing or whatever, it's not going to matter in a week, you know what I mean? And like, maybe you just don't work with that brand, or maybe you reach out to that brand in a month. Like, so many things are happening. Truly, the only person focusing like through a microscope on you is yourself, if that makes sense. So
yeah,
just remember that. Don't be so hard on yourself. Our therapist tells us, give yourself grace.
Yes.
And she says that a lot. So just applying that to this as well. But yeah. And then the last one, but probably the most important one, is truly just believing in yourself. Because if you don't believe in yourself, who's going to?
You know? Yeah. You know, this is just an overall important life lesson on building confidence in all areas too. Just learning to believe in yourself. And if you don't know how to get there, I feel like saying mantras, doing little things throughout your day that makes you trust yourself, making little promises to yourself, following through with them, saying your mantras in the morning, even if you have to fake it till you make it, like,
yeah,
you'll start believing in yourself.
Yeah. I think showing up for yourself is the most important thing mm-hmm. you can do, whether that's for your job, for your hobby, for your health, for your partner, whatever it is. Showing up for yourself is how you're going to be the best version of yourself. And like you said, making promises to yourself and keeping them, that is so, so important, because that just builds confidence within yourself mm-hmm. and trust in yourself, like you said. So making sure, again, you're your own biggest cheerleader, faking it till you truly make it. And I feel like those are probably the main things. And just knowing that you deserve everything that your quote unquote, you know, idols or favorite influencers or celebrities, you know, any of those people, whatever they have, like, you are deserving of that too. They're not on a pedestal. They're not higher than you. So I feel like that's also a good reminder. Yeah. Again, seeing that as aspirational, like, oh wow, if they can do that, I can do that too, as opposed to a negative mindset of, oh wow, they did that, like, I'm jealous or whatever. So yeah, it will work for you. And you know, we love our mantras. And we have a whole episode on that as well. Yeah. That's probably, that one actually might be my favorite episode
ever. I know, that was a really,
I think, really, like, that definitely is top three for sure, is the mantras episode. So if you're ever feeling down, or you ever need a boost of confidence, or you just need some positivity in your life, definitely listen to that episode, because we share some of our favorite mantras and just things to say to yourself and help you build confidence. So believing in yourself is truly the most important thing you can do, especially in this industry. Even if no one else believes in you and you believe in yourself, when you make it, because you will feel that much more confident, because you will be like, I did not listen to the negative things that people had to say, or like, I didn't listen to my high school friends who made fun of me. I didn't listen to my college friends who thought I was a joke. Like, I believed in myself. It's literally like that quote. It's like, she believed she could, so she did.
Yeah. Period. Yeah. So, and there's a lot of, like, creators who make so many videos about this. If you need an extra boost, I feel like consuming so much content of women believing in themselves, talking about this, doing, like, sharing ways on how to do this more, I feel like would be really beneficial.
Yeah. And also, another side tip, I feel like following quote accounts that are inspirational is really nice.
Yeah.
What's that one? We the Urban?
We the Urban.
Ugh, I feel like it's a really good quote account. And whenever I engage with that account and I like and save the quotes, I feel like my explore feed gets more quotes and inspo. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's another account that I follow. I think it's, like, called Clean Girl Hacks or something like that, or like Clean Girl. But it's just like ways to just improve your life in the simplest ways, like things to do at home, like, you mm-hmm. know, self-care routines, just things to, like, elevate yourself, your confidence, just your overall vibes. And it's all free. Like, you do these things at home. I feel like that's another really good account that I like to see quotes from. And it's things like, make your bed when you get up in the morning. I feel like I literally have to make my bed every morning. Like, I cannot function until that bed is made, because then it's like, okay, first task of the day done.
Yeah,
feeling good, let's go. And it's like little things like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, totally.
So, yeah, find those quote accounts. Love those. I think there's like email or text accounts that you can get daily affirmations from. I think I see people I don't know what it is, but like people post it and then it's like from the universe. But I don't know what the account is. But you get like an email or a text every day with a reminder or something. And every time I see it, I'm like, I need to sign up for that. But then I always forget.
Yeah.
So.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anything else you want to share on this episode? I feel like.
No, I feel like those are six core tips to building confidence as a content creator, but also just in general as a woman or a man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like we covered everything that like I personally do and have done.
Yeah, these are things that we've been doing since 2018. We still do today. Yeah. Things that have gotten us to where we are currently and being able to be confident out in public or, you know, while shooting content or traveling, like whatever it is. Like these are, you know, core things that we truly keep going back to. So hopefully this episode helps you guys if you're looking for a little confidence boost or ways to mm-hmm. elevate your confidence or just gain confidence or learn how to be confident. Hopefully these tips helped you guys. Do you want to share our listener of the week this week?
Yes, our listener of the week, we just saw her online because we had our South of France girly trip call. Her name is Victoria. Her Instagram handle is comfy light. Sorry, hold on. Let me back up. Her Instagram handle is comfyfashion.life. Love that, Victoria. So yeah, she is a South of France girly. We just spoke with her over Zoom. We are so excited to meet her. She reposts like the best quotes and fashion stuff, memes, and things like that on her stories. So we love seeing that. And she has really cute style. And we're just so excited to meet her, truly. So shout out to you, Victoria. We are so happy that you are coming on the trip.
Yeah, so excited. And I was literally telling Danielle before this episode, like, I just love watching her stories. Like, I just feel like I relate to every quote she posts. It's just those boss babe fashion quotes where it's like, I honestly don't know how to describe it, but it's like things like, I don't need a man, like I can support myself vibes, you know, yeah, but like honestly, boss babe fashion energy. And I love it. So yeah, I love her stories. But yeah, so excited. Okay. Well, on the South of France trip note, since we talked about the beginning, I think the last day to sign up is June 17th or 18th. So,
oh my gosh, it's really coming up.
It's wow. less than a month till the trip closes. And then basically what that means is once the trip closes, that means everything's confirmed. We have our travelers and then Danielle and I can start actually planning all the little fun stuff that we like to do for our group, planning, you know, certain our workshops, planning like our little gifts that we like to give, just mm-hmm. those fun things. So once we have our confirmed list of girlies, then we can do all of that stuff. So really excited. And again, the group is so good. Like that, our group chat, the Zoom call went super well. And I feel like everyone is just so excited and so hyped. And it was so fun to see their enthusiasm for it too, because that yeah. just made me more excited. So love that so much. And again, we're so excited. So it's a good group. We have a couple spots left. If you are thinking about it, join us. There are payment plan options available. And then I think 25% is due up front. And then the final payments are due on that June date, which I think is the 18th, but I'll have to double check. But yeah, so we would love to have 4 to 5 more girlies join us, fill up this trip, and we're gonna have truly the best time. But we hope you guys had a great long 3-day weekend mm-hmm. and that you have an absolutely amazing short week ahead. So love you guys so much, and we'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.